it's fantastic. As everyone would understand, it's been an ambitious for a very long time, and I was over the moon when Eddie named me on the bench, only having arrived with the team in Argentina. So that was fantastic to be given that opportunity, and to be given a decent amount of time in the second half as well. So yeah, you know, to get my hands on the ball a bit, which was good.
What was it like sitting on the bench, kind of waiting to get the call? You know, obviously you've watched most of the match. You've got the experience of the game itself going on. What was it like? Were the nerves going a little bit?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, for sure, there was nerves. But with the way when you're sitting on the bench, you can't be too nervous, because you otherwise you'll have no fingernails left by the by the end of the game. But no, look, it was. I was keeping an eye on the game, and Eddie put Denny Solomona on reasonably early in that second half, and so I was. Wasn't sure how much time I'd get after that, if I was honest, because obviously when you only have three backs on the bench, one being a halfback, and I was sort of covering multiple positions, I thought there was a chance that I might not get on, or you know, be saved until the last few minutes. But he then put me on reasonably soon after he put Denny on, and look, it was it was great, as you say, to be given a little bit of time to showcase some touches and just get my hands on the ball, and look, yeah, I mean, I was nervous, but as soon as you sort of get your first touch, then I felt like I was away, so it was good.
You got a couple of assists for a couple of tries, did you as well?
I'll take the assists. They were nice. The first one was more of a direct assist, and the second one Denny did a lot more and won us the game effectively, which was fantastic. So it's always nice to sort of contribute, and particularly contribute to scores, and you know, obviously being a tight game in that, and those scores were crucial for us, and so it was always, that's always a bonus to win your first game as well, because it was obviously a pretty tight affair, but it was pleasing.
And then on to the second game as well, making your first start and making a big impact, getting that first international try as well. What was that like, crossing over the white line and think? I guess in the moment you don't necessarily think about it, but looking back on it, how key a moment is that for you?
Oh, look, yeah, look, I was stoked that Eddie put the faith in me to start at 12, and it was great to, you know, it was great to experience a test match from the beginning, and to be fully involved and throughout the week, and as I say, having that 12 jersey, a jersey that sort of become quite familiar to me in the last couple of years, and so I felt quite comfortable having that number on my back, and as you say, I don't really get too many tries, I'm honest, so to get a try on my starting debut sort of thing, it was amazing. Yeah, I mean, I was just when I saw Mike Brown catch the intercept, I thought thought it might go all the way, but I thought I'd better check, so I sort of tried to bust arse and get as close as I could to him, and unfortunately he did some great work, and I managed to get an offload and run in the try. So it was fantastic, and again, it's all just about, you know, contributing to the team and contributing to the result, which was a positive one for us, and you know, the job was to get a 2-0 series win, and we did that, and sort of job done. So it was good.
Yeah, definitely job done in terms of the two wins, and overall, as an experience, how would you sum it up, being in the dressing room and alongside these experienced guys like Dylan Hartley, and obviously having Eddie Jones, the coach, show so much faith in you and coaching you for the week and for the tour as well?
Yeah, look, it was a great experience. Appreciate that. I mean, the group of players that were there, it was a slightly different group to what would probably normally be the norm for an England squad. Obviously, with the Lions and a few injuries after a long season, so it was good. And I mean, I'm 27 now, so I felt, although it was a debut for me, I felt, you know, obviously naturally I was a lot older than a lot of them, because there were some very young players there, you know, 18 to sort of 21 was the majority age, and so I felt like a far older person in the squad in that regard. So, but yeah, look, it was definitely a great experience, and to say Eddie's a great coach. I like his style, and him and the rest of the boys are very accommodating to me. You know, they've been together for a good 3 or 4 weeks prior to getting to Argentina, and obviously, you know, I arrived and met them all in Argentina. So I was, I was slightly behind in terms of, you know, being together as a squad and trying to, and, training with them, should we say. But they were great. So it got me up to speed pretty quickly. And as I say, that showed, I think, in the faith of Eddie putting me in the 23 that week and starting me the following week. So.
positive as well when he's saying things like, I've now got 61 players that I can pick from, and he specifically name-checked you as one of the guys that he's going to keep looking at your performances. And I guess, thinking about your move to Northampton Saints that's coming up, are you hoping that that will get you more in his eye, the fact that you'll be playing in the Aviva Premiership and he'll be able to look at your performances on a regular basis?
Yeah, of course. Look, you know, obviously it's a slightly different dynamic having, you know, playing Super Rugby and being involved in an English setup. But look, I'm thoroughly looking forward to getting stuck in with Northampton and experiencing the Premiership and, you know, and then the players that are in it. And I've got to really train well and earn my spot in Northampton and into the team, and, you know, hopefully try and get some regular game time with them and playing some good footy. I mean, that's as long as I'm playing some good footy on a regular basis, then my hand's always up there to be selected. So I mean, that's always the goal, to continue where, you know, with what I'm doing. I'm not, you know, I'm no way satisfied with getting a couple of caps and leaving it there, sort of thing. It's I feel like I'm on an up curve at the moment, and moving to Northampton is another step along the ladder. And I'm really trying to push a regular spot in the team in Northampton, and in the international fold. So that's always the goal and the aim.
Yeah, and just finally, kind of thinking of Kent, thinking of home. Have you had many messages of support and congratulations from guys that you've played with over the years? We've had a couple of them chatting to us just about you in the last few weeks, and I'm sure they've been wanting to get in touch.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's great to hear from some people that I haven't heard in a while, and then Rugby Club is at Old Grey's End, and my first school at St George's, and at Maidstone Rugby Club. And yeah, it's great to hear that the message of support from them, and they've been watching the games in Argentina closely, and as I say, been sending me some very positive messages. So it's been great in that respect, and it's great to sort of, you know, reconnect with some people I haven't spoken to in a while, and sometimes these things create the opportunity, which is good. So I'm looking forward to going home and catching up with these various people face to face as well again, which will be a blast in the past, but it'll be good.